Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
This is the main evening news at 5 o'clock. I'm Daniel Brennan. In this bulletin, the PRO of the Mica Action Group has slammed the government today over its approach to a new redress bill.
They're allowing 2 hours to debate 80 amendments.
Inflation in the Republic of Ireland has almost reached 10% in the first 6 months of this year. The Minister for Public Expenditure says government are going to consider a number of measures to tackle it.
We do have 3 broad priorities.
The NMOs say the last month was the worst June on record for hospital overcrowding in the Republic of Ireland. And a local councillor has headed out at a vandalism incident on a Dunfanaghy beach.
I would appeal to these people to please stop it.
We'll have those stories in full and a lot more coming up over the next half hour. Also, we'll have all the latest in sport coming up at 5:15, and Colm Ferriter will have this week's Nuacht Osceola. To this evening's main stories, however, and the PRO of the Mica Action Group has again called on government to give more time to table amendments to the new defective blocks bill. An Oireachtas committee to discuss the new bill is going to be restricted to 2 hours debate, despite there being 80 total amendments to be discussed, as well as the contents of the 60 pages of legislation. Speaking to Greg Hughes earlier on today's 9 till noon show, Michael Doherty says the government are trying to ram this bill through.
The bill, Greg, is so fundamentally flawed across a range of things which breeds nothing other than contempt for a homeowner that we can't accept it in any shape or form as it stands right now. But have we got key ones jumping out at us that affects the vast majority of people? Absolutely.
Has there been any movement to your satisfaction on the inclusion of foundations, for example?
Well, I think what we done was exposed everything last Thursday. We exposed it, and we now have people talking about it that never talked about it before. We have now 4 counties that joined together in a joint statement. There was a very strongly worded joint statement. I don't know if you got a chance to see it or not. But, you know, this is not a lone voice in Donegal anymore. This is 4 counties that put their neck out, said what they needed to say, and we know we have 13 counties, which is half of the Republic of Ireland, that are known to have defective concrete blocks. This is only getting bigger. So we've been given, as usual, a limited insight as to what's ahead of us, but as we know it right now, Tuesday will be the business committee. The government has seen fit, in line with their policy of trying to ram this through at all costs, they are allowing 2 hours only to debate the 80 amendments that we've got. 2 hours. Right, on a 10-year campaign that we put heart and soul into here. That's what we've been allowed. So that business committee will take that on, and they intend to push for 8-9 hours of this. Right, where it falls, we don't know. And then depending on what that time allocation is agreed on Tuesday, that will roll onto Wednesday. And on Wednesday, the amendments will be tabled and they'll be voted upon. But we'll have to, you know, whatever amendments don't fit into that 2-hour space or 3-hour space, They're forgotten about. They just sit there. They're on record, which is why it's important.
And then we'll get also
that's what we get to debate.
And it's next week where we'll get to find out if people are following through on their commitments to back homeowners as well.
That was the PRO of the Mica Action Group speaking with Greg Hughes. A Donegal deputy has also pleaded with government to get the defective block scheme right. Sinn Féin's Padraig McLaughlin in the Dáil yesterday called on the housing minister to address a number of issues with the new redress bill. Deputy McLaughlin has called on government to learn from the mistakes of what he called a cruel 90-10 scheme and to deliver justice for affected homeowners.
For God's sake, get this right this time. For God's sake, don't make the mistakes, the gimlet eye that led to the so-called 90-10 scheme, that cruel, cruel scheme that is now discredited by all. So we have to get it right this time. Give a commitment that when this scheme's up and running, it's based on real costs in the real world, that the amount per square foot or per square metre is actually what people would have to pay in the real world. Could you at least give that commitment when the scheme's up and running? So that's the appeal. And then the final contribution is this. How do we be in a situation after all these years that a chartered engineer gave testimony at a committee last week that there's quarries still producing defective products and ruining people's lives? It's still been allowed to happen. Still going on in this country. Still manufacturing blocks that are destroying people's lives. There's still not legislation to bring this to the end. Not one quarry has been closed in this country. People's lives destroyed. Not one quarry closed down was the answer. So I'm going to wrap up with this now. And I started with that speech from Taoiseach Enda Kenny, which captured people's imagination, which was closing an ugly chapter in our history. Please stop using the gimlet eye. Please stop the cold-heartedness. Start from the position of natural justice, full redress for every family, no matter where they live in this country, who have been failed by the past. Allow them to rebuild their lives. Get it right this time. Base it on science. Base it on fairness. Base it on justice. If you do that, the people can go home and not have to keep protesting and be in these public galleries anymore.
Almost 10,000 patients went without a bed in Irish hospitals last month. At Letterkenny University Hospital, 335 patients were on trolleys throughout the month of June. The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation say it's the worst June on record for overcrowding nationally. Philney Hay is the General Secretary of the INMO. She says she's worried for the coming months.
Trolley count figures have been increasing, obviously, and for this time of the year, they're very worrying because they're way higher than they should be. We know there's a couple of different contributing factors to that. We know the causes. What we're worried about is that there is a lack of determined action on behalf of the HSE to ensure that we remove the difficult working conditions that now exist for our members.
The Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party has met today to discuss priorities for the budget. There have been calls within the party for double-digit increases in social welfare as part of their budget package. With more, here's Sean Defoe.
Budget speculation has been starting earlier and earlier every year, but given the pressures people are under, more kites than ever are being flown. Earlier this week, Fine Gael TD set out their stall, and this morning the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party has been meeting. Among the requests, a double-digit increase in social welfare payments, wider tax bans and measures to help with back-to-school costs. Public Expenditure Minister Michael McGrath has warned that for every €1 you increase social welfare, it costs the state €75 million a year, so a €20 a week increase would cost $1.5 billion a year to fund. Despite that, he accepts there has to be a significant package in the budget.
We know that energy bills are going to rise further in the autumn because of increased consumption and possibly because of increased rates as well, and so people will need extra help.
Fine Gael has also pushed for a new 30% income tax ban, while all government parties seem to be behind retaining the 20% cut in public transport fares permanently.
A public consultation process is underway on the possibility of a referendum on the right to housing. People can submit their views on whether there should be a vote and what form it should take to the Housing Commission. Sinn Féin Senator Lynn Boylan believes Ireland should follow the example of other countries on the issue.
We're kind of an outlier in that we haven't enshrined this in a legal sense, that idea that a home is a fundamental right. But also, the public opinion has already been very strong on this issue. So in 2014, you had the Convention on the Constitution, and that found 84% were in favour of enshrining the right to housing in the Constitution.
The government says that it'll engage intensely with schools before directing them to open new special classes. A bill that will allow the minister to direct a school to open a special class has been passed in the Dáil. There are more than 100 children nationally with special educational needs currently without a school place for this coming September. The Minister for Special Education, Josefa Madigan, told the Dáil today she hopes classes can be found for these children in the next few weeks.
There's an additional 8 primary schools who have agreed to open special classes for September. And so that has reduced the number of children requiring special class placement in Dublin from 80 to 56. But we know that there will be more placements coming on stream, we hope, over the next number of weeks.
A local councillor says that a beach in Dunfanaghy has been vandalised for the second day in a row. Councillor Michael McLafferty says the beach at Killahoe has had signs pulled down and chairs smashed, with broken glass also being left on the beach. Councillor McLafferty has appealed to those responsible to stop.
This morning, it will be the second morning in a row that there's been vandalism caused on Dunfanaghy Beach at Killahoe Beach in Dunfanaghy. Particularly this morning there, there's evidence here of signs being damaged there. Pulled down, broken. There's chairs smashed on the road there near hand to the vicinity of the golf club there. There's chairs as well broken down on the beach. There's a lot of glass smashed around there. Like yesterday morning as well, there were a similar thing. There were chairs broken, there's a lot of glass smashed, bottles, so on, etc., thrown over the beach. And this 2 mornings in a row is totally unacceptable. Any morning's unacceptable, especially when you see 2 mornings in a row, the same type of behaviour going on. It's clearly becoming an issue, or is an issue at the moment, and it's not something that we welcome in Dunfanaghy or indeed any other beach going forward, because whoever is doing this, they need to be aware. It's very dangerous for small children, walkers alike, possibly dogs going on, people with horses, so on, etc. The type of stuff that goes on the beaches there early morning, late at night, training, running, so on. This is totally unacceptable. There's danger of going on to the beach through the sand that you could actually come across this glass, walk on it, possibly fall on top of it for small children, and it could cause serious, serious damage. If not irreparable damage with glass. I would appeal to these people who are doing this to please stop it immediately, refrain from doing it, and anybody else going forward that's thinking of holding possible beach parties or something else or other kind of social events down the beach late at night or whatever the case may be, or even during the daytime, please be respectful. Take home your rubbish, what you left your glass. There's bottle banks there, there's no need for it. And leave the beaches you found for others to go on, walk on safely, run whatever they want to do without fear of getting seriously hurt or damaged or totally doing irreparable damage, as I say, with glass.
The HSE's chief clinical officer has urged those with COVID symptoms to self-isolate. This message comes as there are 812 patients with the virus in Irish hospitals today. The current COVID surge is largely driven by two sub-variants of Omicron, BA4 and BA5, that are both more resistant to vaccination. The HSE's Dr. Colm Henry says isolating when you're symptomatic is still important.
But there's a lot of it about it, and we all know that at the moment. The single most important advice, I will repeat this again, and people should know this, is if they're symptomatic, isolate, because that's when you're maximally infectious to other people. This is the single most important message for people.
The paid parents' leave and benefit is being extended to 7 weeks. Ministers Heather Humphreys and Roderick O'Gorman made the announcement earlier today. With more, here's Cleona O'Dwyer.
From today, parents can avail of 7 weeks paid parents' leave and benefit as part of steps introduced by Social Protection Minister Heather Humphreys and Children's Minister Roderick O'Gorman. The measures will see the number of weeks parents can take time off work with financial support from the state increase from 5 weeks to 7. The support applies to both parents. Parents' leave and benefit is available to anyone with a child under 2 years of age or who has adopted a child within the last 2 years. The take-up of parents' leave and benefit has increased threefold since 2020.
The time's 12 minutes past 5 o'clock. We'll take a short break and sports coming up after these. And you're welcome back to the news desk. It's been announced that Dr. Tony Houlihan will be retiring from his role as the Chief Medical Officer today. He was due to begin a secondment at Trinity College Dublin, but that was scrapped after a controversy over the payment arrangement. Instead, he's now completely stepping down as the CMO. The junior health minister, Frank Fian, says he had an excellent 14-year term.
Well, I want to thank Tony for his wonderful service. He was so calming. He was a light in the dark through a very, very difficult COVID-19 pandemic. He will be missed, and we had complete faith in his evidence-based advice, and he always delivered it in a very calm, reassuring way.
One in every 13 patients walked away from an emergency department in May without completing their treatment. Throughout the country, over 9,700 people didn't wait to finish their treatment in EDs in that month. Sinn Féin's health spokesman David Cullinan says many people abandon their visits because of long delays.
It's a product of real pressures in hospitals, people waiting for far too long, people maybe taking a decision to leave and to come back on another date to be seen. And it's, again, a symptom of what's happening in our hospitals, where emergency departments are overflowing because of lots of other things going wrong in the healthcare system. And also, to be fair, partly because of COVID and COVID presentations as well.
Also, a Fine Gael deputy has admitted his government colleagues got it wrong when the sliding scale was introduced to the Mica redress scheme last year. Donegal deputy Joe McHugh had pointed criticism for the previous scheme, calling it plain and simply wrong. According to him, it was rushed at the 11th hour, making it unworkable.
I would like to acknowledge in the first instance the fact that the sliding scale doesn't be mentioned in the scheme. It came in before last Christmas. It was a massive mistake, and it caused a lot of consternation. And it's important to acknowledge the work of the Minister in listening to the campaign group, listening to the homeowners and ensuring that it is not part of this scheme. I've seen personally the damage done by the previous scheme. Regulations drafted at the 11th hour made the scheme unaffordable, inaccessible and unworkable.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the new Donegal GAA home jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time is 16 minutes past 5 o'clock. Time to go over to the sports desk and Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Daniel. We start with Gaelic Games. Armagh Tiernan Kelly has been handed a sixth-month ban after an eye-gouging incident in last weekend's All-Ireland football quarter-final against Galway. Reports suggest the CCCC has also handed one-match suspensions to Armagh pair Conor Turbitt and Blaine Hughes, as well as Galway's Cathal Swinney. Galway captain Sean Kelly and Armagh joint captain Aidan Nugent are also facing one-match bans after being sent off by referee David Coldrick before extra time begun. The Armagh County Board have said today it won't appeal any of the suspensions handed out to its players. In the SSE Air Trustee Premier Division tonight, the leaders Shamrock Rovers are on the road as Finn Harps welcome the champions to Ballybuffet. That game kicks off at 8 o'clock this evening, and we will have live regular updates from the kickoff time with Jeremy Doherty tonight. Rovers have lost on the road this season, previously going down to Drogheda United before the summer break. Former Finn Harps captain, now Drogheda player Keith Cowan, says Harps can cause Rovers problems tonight.
Teams don't like going to Ballybuffet. They just don't like it because they know it's going to be a battle. They know it's going to be a lot of, you know, defending corners and long throws and, you know, set pieces. And, you know, and that's tough, especially when a lot of teams in the league like to get the ball and like to play and like to, you know, kind of have it a more tidier affair. But look, they've shown that they can take points against big teams. I think that if they can remain in the game, if they can frustrate Shamrock Rovers, and that means just, you know, staying focused, staying switched on for the entire of the game, you know, plugging those gaps, you know, moving together, loads of communication, you know, and then just pressing them, you know, when they get the opportunity, you know, that you can maybe try and nick one from a set piece, or, you know, maybe a lapse in concentration at the back for them, because, you know, they'll have big games coming up now. They have Europe on their mind as well. So, you know, this might be an opportunity to catch them a wee bit cold. They played on Monday night. Yes, they have the idea of the whole professionalism and, you know, be able to recover properly and all that. But look, there's an opportunity for Harps to, you know, to nick something if they're right and if they do everything properly.
That's Keith Cowan, former Finn Harps captain, now of course with Drogheda United. Drogheda in action tonight as they play St Pat's at Richmond Park. Derry City also playing. They'll be looking to build on last week's win at UCD with a good showing at Dalymount Park against Bohemians. And the fifth game tonight is Dundalk facing UCD, and that one is at Oriel Park. Well, this month's Finn Harps Derry City Premier Division tie has been moved due to Derry's involvement in Europe. The next edition of the Derby will be played out on Sunday the 17th of July at Finn Park, kicking off at 6 p.m. The game was originally fixed for Friday the 15th, but with the Candy Stripes playing Riga in Latvia on Thursday the 14th, the game has been put back 2 days. Sligo Rovers' game with UCD, originally set for July 16th, has also been moved to Sunday the 17th. Mo Salah has signed a new 3-year contract at Liverpool. The Egyptian had just entered the final year of his previous deal and will now become the highest paid player in the club's history. Salah will earn £350,000 a week up until the summer of 2025. On the golf front, Seamus Power continues to slowly reel in the leaders on day 2 of the Irish Open. He's picked up 4 shots so far today to move to 8 under par. Power is now 3 adrift of the clubhouse leader, and that is George Campoy, who's 68 rather, leaves him on 11 under par. Niall Kearney is currently 4 under. Padraig Harrington is in the clubhouse at 3 under, but Shane Lowry looks set to miss the cut. One of the big names is set to fall away before we head to the weekend. In cricket, today's Interprovincial Cup at Eglinton between the North West Warriors and the Munster Reds was abandoned without a ball being bowled. So 2 points have been given to each side as a result of the game not starting, and it means the Munster Reds are now the IP50 Cup winners. The 2 points that they picked up for that abandoned game today means they can't be caught at the top, and the Reds are the winners. Interesting to note that if the Warriors had taken victory today, they would have been crowned champions, but the weather having a huge impact, and it's the Reds who are the winners of that competition. Back to Gaelic Games and hurling action tonight here in Donegal. 4 senior championship games to be played. Among them, a tie involving 2 of the sides, which will be which are seen as to be at the top end come the final day of the championship, St Union's and Setanta. The match is at the Donald Park. It starts at 7:30. Those two sides are, of course, the last two winners of the senior championship of the Munster Cup here in Donegal. Elsewhere, McCools will play Burt Dunlow, Tigon, A. Rua and Cairn Donagh are up against Buncrana. While in the junior hurling championship, Letterkenny Gaels will meet St Union's. Finally, we go to tennis. Novak Djokovic leads Minimar Kecmanovic by 2-0 in their Wimbledon third round match. Women's fifth seed Maria Sakkari was beaten in straight sets today by world number 103 Tatiana Maria. And the third seed in the women's, Anish Yobar, is yet to drop a set at Wimbledon. She safely came through against Diane Perry to progress to the next round. That's your sport update. We'll have more for you tomorrow. Daniel.
Gwyr mae hwgyd osyn, agos nys a nŵch dal sgynlyga, le Colin Ferreter.
Se wyr mae hasa Colin Ferreter yn tiol yn y prif sgylti. Rachtal her seminar dar tegyl planol tihi ag da changa agos chaili yn nŵ, mar llonol gyltach da conru yn y gyliga. Sia yn ceadwyr gwr ffeidr leis yn conru tionrol a agrw o iafila agos yn ijeg a fion, tan seminar osgyl sydd o'n phobl agos beisio le ffecol bio er yn y man sosial ta ar yn hyf Facebook agos channel YouTube Conrad y Geliga. Ta status ofigwyl bwyntio yma ag eirthyr fel ffyrstio mae'r Lian y Geliga corhyr yn estiocht ar ffoil ar ffai siart mliana agos ys i yn agriacht phobl glor na môna a chorthi plan changa i faim sy'n cantar be co ordi hwyr ffosti hyd sylimistr lilin na tref sysyn leisyn Geliga a chorchon cyn i janta la hagriachti atiwla ela. Tugtar an stádas Lian Ra Geliga ar ceantar las muid an gealtacht a bhfuil pobl Geliga antu. Curu críoch leis an céad céim sa phrósas a choiú ag an airgal in non luiche an teartan seo tógú chosán uair ag bun an tléfa chun athair fortaí a thart ar an cair chlós a chosant curtaí an chosán uair le comas sléibhteoirí tuairt faoi drapú an tléfa níos éifeachtaí agus déanthar an timpeacht a chíomhnú mar éon, chuirthar tús leis an céad céim eile na hebre ganhfuil ach teigtar go mbeidh sé níos dúchlannaí ná an tréimhse ebre atá críodnia hana féin bé an chosán uair ar oscailt do chrochadóirí a ad is atá an obair chríomhnithe agus achoithe ar bhonn. Agus bé aisteoir magaí hanan í láthair ag ábharclann gídóir chun cairlan dramaíochta a curry lahart agus tosa hi sin ag lahanye jay stan cardlan jarihe i dro choran cruhi hakta a spragu agus jen hi dramador Andrew Tinney cardlan ella a curry lahart the dramadori komai iran lahar kerna idjur a dog agus a car tan ya imak cha sir nashka agus gaholus ag siv fela alinya na haragalia EAF bonk IE Sin mo hod sa iligolier slán agus banacht.
Weather now to be drier and brighter this evening, but some scattered showers will still spread from the southwest. Lowest temperatures overnight tonight of 9 to 11 degrees Celsius. To this evening's main headlines once again, and the PRO of the Mica Action Group has slammed the government over its approach to the new redress bill. Inflation in the Republic of Ireland has almost reached 10% in the first 6 months of this year. The INMO says that last month was the worst June on record for hospital overcrowding in the Republic of Ireland, and a local councillor has hit out at vandalism on a Dunfanaghy beach. That's all from the news desk for now. We'll have headlines again coming up at 6 o'clock, but until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Friday evening, July the 1st. The death has taken place of Beatty O'Brien, Clochroe, Kilmacrenan. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral service on Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. in the parish church of St. Finian and St. Mark, Kilmacrenan, with burial afterwards in Gortley Cemetery. House private to family and close friends. The death has taken place of Mary Donal Gallagher, Mina Niller, Derry Beg, originally from Glassa, Gidor. Mary's remains are reposing at her home. Rosary nightly at 8 p.m. House private after rosary until 11 a.m. Funeral Mass in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg on Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m, with interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam or on the Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has taken place of Brendan McIntyre, 1 Riverside Terrace, Strabane, and formerly of Lifford. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow morning at 25 past 9 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Kidney Research UK, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Leo O'Frill, Drumboy, Lifford, and formerly of Fanid. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow morning at 25 past 10 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlough, at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 9 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam at clonleyparish.com. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.